When police in Concord, New Hampshire heard about a person darting through traffic or shouting at random in a park, they would prepare for someone having a mental health breakdown. Until recently, now that person is just as likely to be high on meth. Martha Biebinger of WBUR reports that the surge in meth is presenting new challenges for police.
Officer Brian Craig is on patrol when a dispatcher sends him to the local Walmart parking lot. A woman returning to her truck spotted a man underneath. She confronted him. The man fled.
She's just concerned that something may be wrong with her vehicle and just like speak to officers about it.
Craig confirms. Within minutes, he's turning into the lot and glimpses a tall, lanky man running between cars.
Where'd he go? Get the hell out of the way. Get out of the way.
Craig works his way through shoppers and cars.
That's him right there. He's in the red truck.
Craig approaches a man named Kerry. While Kerry leans against the back of his own truck, Craig tries to decipher his story.
Someone says there's a truck he could win, so that's what made you lie on the ground?
Yeah, says Kerry. There's a contest. If he wins, Kerry gets a new truck. He just has to find the truck with a key hidden underneath. We're only using Kerry's first name because he may have serious mental health or substance use problems.
Kerry, did you take anything today?
Any meth, Craig asks. Kerry shakes his head. No.
Stay right there for me, all right? All right, I like you too much. Stay right there. Yep.
Craig watches Kerry, looking for signs. Is this meth or mental health? Craig has two backup officers. These days, Concord may dispatch 6 or 8 officers to a meth call. Several of the department's officers have been injured trying to restrain someone running through traffic or bouncing through store aisles. Craig decides Kerry's delusions are tied to his mental health.
Hey, Kerry, man, you feel like you want to go up to the hospital to speak to somebody or anything like that?
Inside Craig's cruiser, he asks several times. Kerry keeps saying no.
All right, Kerry, let's go.
Kerry's charge, prowling. Craig searches Kerry's pockets and finds something that changes his view of the day's events.
What is that, Kerry?
It's a tiny plastic bag of glistening white shards, what appears to be meth.
Then all of a sudden you do a pat down and boom. This explains a lot.
Craig says what he thought was psychotic behavior likely had more to do with meth.
Today was the thing on that call, they mimicked each other. I wasn't able to tell.
Maybe because Kerry is one of millions of Americans coping with both a mental health and substance use disorder. Not being able to tell what fueled Kerry's delusions may not have mattered. Officer Craig used calming crisis intervention techniques, and things never got out of hand. But Concord Police Chief Brad Osgood says calls triggered by meth are often more challenging.
With somebody that's high on methamphetamine, you want to treat them a little firmer and, you know, control them because they often are very volatile and aggressive, and you just want to treat that hostility differently.
With meth use rising in Concord, police say their default is becoming that firmer approach. Some mental health advocates worry that may mean too much force used on their clients. Sam Cochran, who co-founded and now helps lead an international crisis intervention police training program, says officers are not making a diagnosis.
The officer's foremost is, how do I open up communications? How do I get compliance in order to accomplish safety?
Surging meth use is relatively new in New England. Cochran, a Memphis Police Department veteran, has dealt with this meth-mimicking mental health issue for years. He says slowing things down and diffusing fear can work with people high on meth.
But let's be real. There are some individuals that are so sick, officers find themselves oftentimes having to act immediately in order to protect safety, and sometimes that may mean a hands-on approach.
Cochran and another mental health advocate, Dr. Margie Balfour, say the goal is to only use force as a last resort.
And then ideally, regardless of what the etiology is, whether it's meth or mental health or both, that you're going to be able to take that person to somewhere where they're going to get treatment and not to jail.
Balfour works with a network of crisis centers in Arizona, where she says police can drop off anyone who is out of control on meth or with a mental health condition 24 hours a day instead of making an arrest. Back in New Hampshire, Kerry was due in court last week, where a judge could have ordered a drug or mental health evaluation. Kerry says he missed the hearing and is trying to reschedule. For NPR News, I'm Martha Biebinger in Concord, New Hampshire.